Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week we are talking about the history of the Grand Theatre. The Grand Theatre first opened its doors in 1894. Designed by prestigious theatre architect Charles J. Phipps and Wolverhampton native builder Henry Gough. The £10,000 construction began the June 28, 1894, when Mayoress C.T. Mander unveiled a foundation stone. Even today, the Grand remains held in high regard as one of Phipps's crowning achievements, so much so that the facade of the building has remained virtually unchanged during both of its major refurbishments. Many would agree that it is one of the finest examples of Victorian architecture in the city of Wolverhampton today. Its debut production was Utopia Limited by the world-renowned Doyle Cart Opera Company, performed to the staggering 2,151 capacity of the original auditorium layout. In those days, seating in the auditorium was segregated by class, with the dress circle set aside for members of the gentry. People like you and I waited for hours to grab a place in the sixpenny gallery, where there was no advance booking and queues reached around the building. One such lucky theatre goer on the opening night was 9-year-old Tom Lathan. So impressed by the grandiose beauty and elegance of the building that he would later go on to become the Grand's stage manager for 35 years. During the opening years of the 20th century, the Grand played host to icons of stage, screen and the political arena, both established and yet to leave their mark on the world. One such character was Charlie Chaplin, who made the most of his role as a page boy in the 1902 production of Sherlock Holmes through a series of elaborate practical jokes at the expense of the cast and crew. 9 years later, at the end of World War I, the victorious Prime Minister David Lloyd George launched his election campaign to a packed auditorium, famously declaring "Home's fit for the heroes." The Grand continued to pack in the audiences throughout the 20s and 30s. During the 30s, 40s and 50s, the Grand's resident repertory company flourished under the theatre moguls Leon and Derek Salberg, running two full companies in tandem both here and at the Alexander Theatre in Birmingham. Here in Wolverhampton, the company was managed by Derek's cousin and aspiring playwright Basil Thomas. Each week, a core company of 20 actors and crew would present a new play to the packed masses. Future stars of stage and screen such as Kenneth Moore, Peggy Mount, June Whitfield, Leonard Rossiter honed their craft under the watchful eyes of the discerning black country audiences. By the close of the 60s, the antiquated auditorium was in dire need of refurbishment and modernisation if it was to stand any chance of attracting audiences it so desperately needed. Major shareholders, the Myatt family, sold the theatre to the local authority for £74,000 shortly before the appointment of Humphrey Stanbury as the new chief executive, fresh from a star turn at the Birmingham Rep. A Grand Theatre Club was hastily formed by supporters and patrons of the Grand, and over the course of one incredible weekend in 1973, the weary auditorium, dilapidated dressing rooms and even backstage areas were renovated, repainted and updated. At the close of the decade, the Grand was opening its doors to nearly 250,000 customers thanks to its fresh, modern facilities and contemporary, crowd-pleasing programming. Rapturous applause greeted legends such as the Sadler's Wells Opera, Sir Ian McKellen, Before the Seer, Spike Milligan and Margot Fonteyn. Theatregoers, staff and stars alike all look back on this era with a great sense of admiration and fondness. It was truly the perfect time to be part of the Grand Theatre. Dark times lay ahead for the last few years of the 1970s. On February the 23rd, 1980, the Grand Theatre closed its doors, faced with financial difficulties and a very real prospect of permanent closure. There was a not unexpected level of public outcry at the decision, with many loyal Wulfrunians refusing to give up on their love of live theatre in the town. A Save the Grand action group was hastily assembled with the objective of raising both funds and awareness to resurrect the Grand back to its black hole, from its black hole. Following several rounds of tense negotiation with the City Council, a compromise was reached. The theatre would reopen, but only after a massive renovation and restoration scheme had been completed, alongside the establishment of an annual grant from the Council to ensure its continued successful operation. When the Grand reopened its doors on Wednesday the 31st of August 1983, it was arguably one of the best equipped theatres in the country. For the next 10 years, the Grand enjoyed success after success, attracting top touring companies and packing houses full of loyal, cheering audiences. Fast forward to December 1994, and against all the odds, the Grand celebrated its centenary with a special, one-off performance from the very same Doyle Court Opera Company, who appeared there on its opening night. This well-received special occasion kick-started another decade of success for the Grand, during which time audiences rose annually by almost 80%. Another major refurbishment in 1998 cemented the Grand's reputation as one of the country's leading regional theatres. The arrival of a new chief executive coincided with vast improvements to the theatre's education, access and marketing departments, as well as further refurbishments and developments in the building's technology. The Grand now is poised to continue into the 21st century with the assured stride of having survived its darkest days, thanks to the loyalty, affection and support of its many patrons, staff and performers.